Okay, good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
We're going to do a little interview with you today. We want to find out a little bit about your history and your memory of what you remembered of Bethlehem when you went to school here. And I'm going to ask you first to give us a little introduction.
Well, my name is Louise Brooks Trombley. I'm here in 1946. I grew up in Bethlehem all 18 years of my life. My mother was a cook at Bethlehem School for over 32 years. And I have four brothers and one sister living. I have an older sister that died when she was six. I like school, I enjoy it. And it's up and down.
Any fond memories of your school years?
Favorite teacher?
No, I don't think so. I pretty much like them all. I remember mostly the principal, Mr. Betts, and he helped me quite a bit. I worked in the office with him. And I love basketball and any sports that we had. Played for 8 years on the team. And had a lot of good friends.
What year did you graduate from?
1944.
Who have some of your best friends been?
Francis Conway Clark. And of course my cousin Olive. When she was here, and Agnes, and Eunice, and Doris, Edith Harrigan, and then right above us, Jenny McCulloch. Pretty close group up there.
What was a typical school day like for you? Get up in the morning. What was it like?
I get up in the morning, usually late. Grabbed a pickle, ran to school the whole way, almost a mile, and just made it. Back then we had to wear ski pants to school because it was so cold, but we could not wear them in school, so you had to wear a skirt. One day I had to go all the way back home after my skirt, because I'd come too many times without it. But, upstanding person, but I enjoyed school, I enjoyed people.
And what are your memories of Mrs. Caswell?
Mrs. Caswell was a tax master, and she made you learn your lessons and you behaved in a class, but we had 7th and 8th grade together the year, I believe it was 7th and 8th. And she had a lot of us, there were at least 40 of us in the class, so you know, you told the mind, but we learned. And I spent a few trips going to the principal's office.
Not you.
Yeah, I had kind of a temper of my own, I guess. Stubborn. I didn't want to go, but I had to go. But no, I had pretty good memories of school.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
I can't really remember. The name Miss Linton comes to my name, to my mind. But I don't, Miss Caswell, I liked her. But she was. A lot of kids didn't like her.
What do you remember in town for some of the business names of stores that were here?
Jackson Cotton Store, the 90s Market, Ted's Barber Shop. And when my high school years, I worked at Margano's restaurant. And there was a garage, Perkins Garage, I believe. And Turner's Tavern. Parker's Drug Store. Piper's Market. It was a meat market. But mostly Jewish kosher stuff. And there was a dress shop, I don't remember the name. shop. It was a neat little dress shop and a theater. And a lot of hotels. I worked in my last year, the year I graduated, in the Howard House at that point. That was a good experience. Because I'd never worked in that kind of an environment before. Raw rates, and they'd laugh, and what they were laughing at.
Now that you've come home for this reunion, have you come home before the other reunions?
I live here in Bethlehem.
You do
right now.
Well, how do you compare the main street in Bethlehem as to when you grew up? What have you seen change for the good or the better?
Well, it's kind of disappointing because there really isn't much of anything that was there here before. Except possibly Clark's garage there. It used to be a stable when it was a garage. But but it's good, it's growing, and they're trying to preserve. I thought it was kind of too bad not to preserve all the old buildings, but they have done that with a lot of them. It's those hotels and they were so nice. I miss them.
Grand Progress.
Yeah.
Grand Aragon.
Yeah. But pool pool's still there. That was one of the main things.
Oh, I didn't know that was there. You know, before.
Well, come when I was older. How old it was, but you swim every day. I don't know what else you want to know.
What's your memory of some of the holidays during your time growing up here in Bethlehem? Anything outstanding?
Well, I remember Memorial Day. We get a white dresses and white shoes and matched in the parade, went to the town building for dinner, and it was quite an experience. We had programs at school. It was very interesting.
No.
We'll put them.
I got married in 1944. We had 12 children, and all but two are still living. They live all over the place. They don't live in the area, but all in various kinds of business. But
that's quite a career.
They're very proud of them all and love them all dearly.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have 16 grandchildren. And two great grandchildren.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just what makes the world go round.
Did you work or anything with 12 children? Perhaps you didn't. But
I was working at, I don't know if you remember, Serenac Glove Company.
Yes, I did.
And I worked there until my oldest son, I worked there for 2 years. So I worked till he was born. And then I really didn't go to work except side jobs I did, like I knitted for people and I sewed for people and I took care of children.
In your spare time, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I laced shoes for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I drove a bus for Head Start program. And then I worked at Glow. And then I worked at Profile Cleaners for about 10 years. So, I did a lot of things, besides Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts, and
a full life,
you know, stuff. I kept busy and Catholic daughters, so, kept really busy. You think you don't do anything, but you do.
So you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have you lived in Bethlehem all your life and all your married life?
No. When I graduated in 44, I went to college in Worcester, Mass, 10 months secretarial. And after I graduated from there, I came back and worked in Littleton, Carol Lewis, for a few years, and then I got married in 46. And then I went to work at Serenade Club at that time. And then as I started having the children, I stayed at home. I already told you that.
And you live now?
I know, oh yeah, and I moved back to Bethlehem about, I moved to Lisbon first, I had a lot down there. And I moved back to Bethlehem about 5 years ago, and I live in my family home that my father built on Agassiz Street.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, and yeah. And I go to Arizona about 5 months in the winter time. I have a lot of friends and stuff out there. I spent many years square dancing, so I met a lot of friends that are out there with us. You know, it makes it nice you've got close friends like that. And while we were out there, we worked at a county park, Usury State Park, a county park, and we worked as we took admissions to the park and told people the history of the park. And my husband and I both did. We stayed right there at the campground. Very interesting. We had classes teaching us the history of the cactus and the snakes and, you know, the habitat of the desert, so that when people came in, they asked us questions, we could tell them. I didn't get to learn all, name all the cactuses, but I could pretty well tell them what they were asking about. So that was
quite interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very interesting phase. We worked there for about 3 years, and now I live in what they call a trailer park, RV park. Mm-hmm. I have a trailer with a built-on Arizona room. That's where I stay in the winter. I go out there.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Pause again.
Luis, Joyce and I would like to thank you for sitting here and sharing your life experience. It's been very interesting to get a step back in Bethlehem with you. I wish you the best. Thank you.